This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Yes, for it. We asked for it yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
For the Dallas Stars. To step up, and my goodness, did they ever. Give me cut number 7 in case you needed a reminder of how it went for the Stars last night.
Driving the net, Rantanen, he's got it! Score! Against his old team, Rantanen, for the first time in this series.
Sorry. I'm going to get it together.
Safe to assume that you thought that was an amusing response.
That was so good.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of people last night were like, Wyatt heard you. You know, Wyatt.
Yes.
And Wyatt responded to me. I didn't. There's no way we expected him to respond as quickly as he did. And as I've seen multiple people say, luckiest 2 goals I've ever seen in my life. Whatever, dude. They went in. Goal. That's how hockey go. You know, it happens like that sometimes. That was the start you needed to that game. And Kevin, I think the first thing I want to do is give a lot of credit and give a lot of love to that crowd. That crowd was insane last night. They were a home ice advantage right from the puck drop.
Man. Well, and
even in the national anthem, it was awesome.
And we gave them even more of a reason to like be fired up. We just scored the first goal.
Yeah.
And the fact that they scored it that fast. Now, I know we've played the Dallas or the National Cut. Let's go to Colorado. This is their beginning of the broadcast last night.
Tonight, Colorado knows that momentum doesn't carry over to games in the playoffs and that any further domination over Dallas has to start from scratch at the drop of the puck. And right off the bat, it is Dallas who scores 9 seconds into the first period. You didn't even have time to put on your listening sweaters for the Avs and Stars Force of Nature versus Kindergarten Achievement sticker. And the first shift is Wyatt Johnston's first goal of the series. Dallas dumped it in.
All right, let's just stop it there. He opines for a while, far longer than it took for that goal to materialize.
Yeah, dude.
Just about what a catastrophe that was.
Yeah, at the very end, he says the National Hockey League, believe it or not, has not announced a time for that game. Like, it just keeps getting better as you go along with this, and I'm fascinated to continue diving in on that. But you didn't even have time to get your listening sweaters on.
Which
hockey dudes are smart. Hockey dudes have the best vocabulary of all broadcasters, in my opinion.
And except for Reggie.
And maybe it's Reggie has a phenomenal vocabulary, but he doesn't use it the way hockey broadcasters do. Now, he uses it in, like, he drops in big words in casual conversation like you're supposed to know it.
Yeah,
hockey broadcasters say it and they say the word the way it sounds. I always go with Razor's mastodonic, you know, like, that's how you're supposed to say mastodonic. You're not supposed to say it in a very feeble way. Sorry. But yeah, last
night. That was a sentence I did really not know where that was going. So we talked about it. Where are the Stars' stars? So Wyatt Johnston, again, last year, amazing through the run to the Western Conference Final, had no goals and just 2 assists in the first 4 games. What does he do? He surpasses that entire point output and has 2 goals to go along with an assist. All right. Check. Mikko Rantanen. We talked about how he had yet to score against his former team. Well, we just played through 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just played that. Mikko Rantanen, not only a goal, but part of 2 other goals to get 2 assists. Check, check. So the first 2 stars we went after, they combined for 6 points last night.
Yep.
And then the other person that we talked about is Matt Duchene was at 1 point a game. But again, he hadn't found the score sheet in the first 4 games.
He was all over the place last night, though.
Yes, and he didn't have that same penalty that you were like, what the hell?
How many penalties did Marchment have last night?
Marchman had none, I believe. Hey,
that's nice to see. Yeah. Somebody texted in yesterday. They're like, what do you want, guys? Do you want physicality or do you want no penalties? And I was like, there is a happy medium in there.
Yeah.
Where there is definitely a, you're not reaching to make, when you mess a play up, you're not reaching and putting your stick out in front of somebody where it doesn't need to be. And that's what I was frustrated by with Marchman. But Kevin, for me, I mean, Duchesne was all over the ice.
Yep.
Setting people up. Yep. He was doing everything he could. Yep. And not every one of them went in, although they should have. But one, my guy that I was very like, I need more from you, was Roppe. And yeah. Last night, Kevin, when it comes to what Roppe has done in this series, I've been watching a different player, I feel, than what he was whenever Mikko's not on his line.
Can you tell me more about that?
It seemed just, and I could be definitely wrong. You know, Hockey Hawk could come in here and have some discussions with this. But it looks like Roppe's taken on this, you know what? Mikko's the star on this line. I'm going to be an enforcer for him. I'm watching Roppe go light people up and be an instigator around the net, and he's irritating people and he's punching McKinnon in the back of the head ways that are positive. Those are positive head punches. Mm-hmm. But he looks like he's using his size and physicality more than just being a super speedster that gets off a good shot. And that's what I'm seeing, and he's actually creating more by doing that. So I really like what I'm seeing with him and Mikko paired on that first line.
Now, I love this. From the 214, I'm happy because I named my six-month-old Wyatt, and now they're kicking ass for both the Stars and the Rangers. A couple of other players to talk about. Cody Ceci did his best on one knee to try to shut things down.
What an amazing job.
And you know what I loved about that is how crazy the crowd went for the fact that Ottinger shut down the puck.
Yes.
And so that's one of the things that we talk about all the time with the Rangers fans is sometimes
recognizes.
Yeah. And sometimes you wish you're down 3-1 in the eighth and you get a walk or a single that people are like,
reward your players.
And that is exactly what happened because CeCe is like doing his best. He's on one knee. Watching him get off the ice was very strange as well.
Yeah.
But then Ottinger immediately understanding that, covering up the puck, shutting down the play so you can reset it, and the fans going berserk for it. The other thing is sometimes the stats don't match what I felt like I was seeing.
Okay.
So what do you think, if you had to guess, Alec, what do you think the hit differential was last night in the game?
Ooh. Very trick question. Knowing the Stars, I would feel like it would probably somewhere in like the 8-10 range.
Yeah, but like watching the game, it felt like, it felt to me like, what, 3-5?
Yeah.
And Liam Bischel, who's like a foot taller than everybody, was like, that's fine. And he hurled some chump to the ground because he's like, you want some of this smoke? That's fine. 51-29 Colorado.
There was one point, was it, that's a significant... That and doesn't feel right.
Exactly.
That doesn't feel right at all. But the Stars were ahead of everything last night. So maybe it was just they were get puck. The double hit. Was it Marchment and Duchesne? I can't remember who the other person was. They both lined up a dude and just threw him on the ground. And I was like, is that a penalty? It feels like it should be. They hooked him under the arms and just threw him on the ground. It was awesome. But that number was significant for me. But Kevin, the number that I was trying to pay attention to all night because Broadus had recently brought it up.
Okay.
Didn't it feel like we were just getting beaten on faceoffs over and over and over?
Yeah.
And last night, I felt really confident that the faceoffs were going in our favor. And I believe it was...
Do you want the number for that?
Sure.
Stars plus 7.
There you go. See, like that felt right. And then bring Bischel up in this conversation. He has been a force anytime he steps on the ice. But we did see he only had like 15 minutes last night or something like that. Very low number. But it just feels like when he gets on the ice, he has an effective impact.
Yeah.
You know, there are guys that are trying, like Kevin Ranta is every time he gets on the ice, he's like, crap, Bischel's out here too.
And
then he's just heat seeking me right now. And they all want to try and go at him. And they do sometimes. They do get him. And he's taking it. You know, he is taking it the way that he is. But he's giving it back to everybody too. Also, at one point, he got the puck on his stick and moved it up ice. And it looked so smooth for a 6'7" dude. Is he 7 feet tall with skates on? Is that it? I mean,
you can't teach
he's gigantic,
that. I think
dude.
That's probably true. Now, as a wrestling reference, I agree with you. And man,
21 block shots.
Ooh, that, and see, that's a big equalizer.
Our dude's laying down, and even again, the CC moment. Our dude's laying down for pucks and saying we're not going to let that happen. That's huge too.
From the 214, I'm going to be honest, guys. I don't watch hockey. I don't know hockey, but I love y'all and I love DFW sports. So when you talk Stars, sometimes I have no clue what you're saying, but I'm agreeing with it all. Go
Good.
Stars.
Hey,
it's still time to jump on the bandwagon.
Kevin has been saying this for about 10 years in radio.
Yeah.
And that is the 2 weeks before the season, we usually ramp up, not our coverage, but our refresher for you.
Yes.
We ramp it up and say, hey, here's what you've been missing all season. Here's what you can be prepared for, and here's how you can scoreboard your friends whenever they are just now jumping on the bandwagon 2 weeks too late. And right now, all of our Tolos that listen to this show right now are like, no, I've been in this. I know exactly what we're what we're doing right now because we've been talking about this for quite some time.
I would hope that Stars fans would welcome more people on the bandwagon. I get it. Like, I've been there since the beginning. I understand. But, like, one of the things about that crowd, you see the same faces over and over and over again. And that's great. But I would also love to expand the base of hockey fans. Like, not just playoff hockey fans, but regular hockey fans. And so I hope that hockey fans and Stars fans are welcoming of people.
Yeah, and here's something that be prepared as Game 6 comes up. And again, we do not know when the game is going to be yet because hockey.
It'll depend. And because it's not until Thursday, and right. So it'll depend if it's going to be on the back half of a doubleheader.
Did last night not feel chippier?
Oh, for sure.
It seemed like every single time there was a stoppage of play that there was somebody pushing somebody. A couple of different dudes are lined up, squaring off with each other. It just felt like last night was one of those, all right, I'm getting tired of looking at you, and you're getting tired of looking at me, and you know what? One of us is going to win this series. And then I'm expecting a game six to be even more physical up in Colorado, and hopefully we don't even need to get a game seven back here. But if it does, expect that to be the insane. But game six, I expect Dallas needs to step on that ice and say, we're going to be a physical force. Yeah. You know, Colorado's going to want it too.
Yeah, no, because there's no part of me or any Stars fan, I'm sure, that wants this to go to game seven, even though I'm going to throw out these statistics. Pete DeBoer, 13-5 after a loss in the playoffs as a Stars head coach. And also, he's never lost a game seven. Although, none of that will actually matter if you get to game seven. Like, you're not going to go, oh, we're guaranteed to win because of this. Like, that's not the case whatsoever. And then some fun little trivia for you. Got this courtesy of Gavin Spittle. Otherwise, I would not have known either one of these things. Wyatt Johnson, 9 seconds for the goal. Fifth fastest in NHL history to start a playoff game. And the record is held by Don Kozak.
Of course it was Don Kozak.
I don't even know who that is.
That was 1977, I believe.
That is correct. For the Los Angeles Kings, he scored 6 seconds into a game.
Hold on, was that against Boston?
Yes.
They're in two different...
They didn't have conference playoffs back then.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's interesting.
Pre-merger.
When was the merger in hockey, Kevin?
And then... That wasn't the same, right? All right, I'll have to get back to you on that. The previous fastest goal to start a Stars playoff game.
79 was the merger, so it was pre-merger. Nice job, Alec.
I know ball!
The NHL and WHA reached an agreement to merge in 79.
And why did they merge with the WHL? To get Wayne Gretzky. And they're like, I don't give a crap about your stupid league.
Pretty smart.
Let's go get Wayne Gretzky. Worked out for them. And so the previous fastest Stars goal in a playoff game, Jeff Halpern in 24 seconds in game two against Vancouver in 2007. Then he went on to marry Pam. They had a couple of kids and all that good stuff. So Stars lead 3-2, game six set for Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I would still guess on the back half of a doubleheader.
I do want to go ahead and one more time and just give Otter his flowers.
Yeah.
Like, just if any time we can, like, that's, it was probably important for him after that 4-0 drubbing to kind of get a fresher reboot on his own, what was going on there, and step back on the ice with a little bit of a chip. Last night, Kevin, if I don't know if you get a chance to rewatch it or if you saw it live, it just looked like he knew where the puck was at all times.
Yeah.
At one point, the Stars defense didn't know where the puck was, and he was sitting there pointing it out to him, and I was like, dude, he's on it right now. So I wanted to give that one more good one.
And I do, I like this from the 940. Every time a scrum breaks out, Bischel skates over and they all disperse. I would too. From the 561, the more Stars fans, the better. Never understood the unwelcoming, condescending nature of a few hockey jerks. And I think hockey has more of that than most people, but I also think they have plenty of fans that are like, welcome in.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to help you out.
There absolutely are. And that's why I'm hoping this thing just keeps rocking the way it is. I love being in the playoffs, dude. I know like we haven't quite gotten the ultimate goal the way we wanted to of late, but I've loved being in these playoff series. I feel like this is that one. This is that one, dude. It could be magical.
See, you said no to this, Corey, but I'll explain.
The
214. Corey, can you explain the difference between a good back of the head punch as opposed to a bad back of the head punch?
Oh.
Did it get called as a penalty against you or not?
Oh, yeah. Valid.